WildTalkRadio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
If there was one thing you could take away from tonight's show that made it the most newsworthy of them all, Lobsterhead is back.
Lobsterhead!
So many lives. So many lives. This is the Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBGFilms, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Game. We support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use Kirk of Oxygen49Shop. Hashtag Epic Partner.
Oh, it was so good to hear this again. Like, this was because we've all been clamoring for it, and I think he's been trying to bring it back. Like, Sheamus was trying to get it back, and I guess they finally were like, yeah, dude, let's go. I don't know. I don't care. It's back. So many limes. All the limes. Too many limes. And Lobsterhead. Just, yes. Yes, we can expose a whole new audience to it. Other stuff happened, but that was the most newsworthy. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, it was the most newsworthy. I mean, there was other newsworthy things as well. But yeah, Sheamus back. New tights. Old music.
I'm not sure I like the tights.
You don't like the shorts?
The shorts are... I have to get used to the shorts. Because they look like underwear.
I think he's gotten older. He realized that maybe just straight tights is not the thing anymore.
And that's fine. I respect it. It just... It was like, wait, where's his trunks?
Yeah.
He's just wearing his boxer briefs with his logo on it, which is fine.
He took on Ivar. Good match.
Very good match. Good, solid return for Sheamus. No real complaints. It's just good to see him back. I just feel like he's been missed.
They said something was like August he's been out.
Yeah, with neck issues.
Yeah, which is what came up before, so yeah.
We've had this conversation about Sheamus where I think the fella's run is perhaps winding down just a little bit, because they had him in factions and tag teams for a long time to just sort of help his neck issues, because he's had them for years.
Yeah,
he has spinal stenosis, so just trying to help him in any way they can to just sort of take that load off of him. And now it could be maybe he's coming back for one last run. We don't know, but it's good to see him back.
Chelsea Green and Piper Niven defeated the Casey's in a quick little match. Getting the Chelsea and Piper back on a roll after losing to Bianca and Jade on SmackDown.
Yep. So reset them.
Mm-hmm. Maxine Dupri and Ivy Nile lost to Candice and Indy. And Indy is sort of succumbing to the dark side.
She's crossing the line, y'all. She's following Candice. She's becoming
She's seen the light. The dark light. Yeah.
The dark light, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no... Can I just say what a weird pairing Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupri are? I'm not against it. I am completely not against it. And I like how they very subtly broken Gable's group apart without it being ultra dramatic. Uh-huh. But it's just a weird pairing of... Well, we're going to talk about the end. But like, just the very subtle transition for Maxine into another role and with another partner, and then putting her with Ivy, which will be an interesting combo.
Yeah. So Triple H came to the ring and says it's been like 8 days since WrestleMania, and then the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Kingdoms fell, nightmares began, and a new era has started. Adam Pearce, we had tag champs going in there. Now we have two sets of tag champs. We called out the Raw Tag Team Champions, R-Truth and Miz. They were celebrating. Triple H congratulated on becoming a new champion. Says probably the biggest tag match in history. Okay. He says a new era, and if they are going to represent the brand as tag team champions, they need to represent it in an all new era with something new. As they'll become now the world tag team champions, they showed off the belts. R-Truth was amazed. He says he saw magic tricks. He never seen a magic trick just like that. He said Triple H made that the titles, the belts appear out of thin oxygen. Miz is like, Triple H isn't a magician. Truth said that's exactly what a magician would say. Truth said he doesn't trust magicians after Little Jimmy. Truth said everyone was able to see Little Jimmy. Miz then talked, you know, where he was wondering where Triple H was. Did R-Truth. And he said he's a crafty little genie. Triple H told Triple H I sees right through him and refer to him as Tommaso Ciampa. And it's like, no, Truth, he's not. We got an Ole chant. Miz then said, you know, they're trying to, you know, Triple H is getting annoyed, and Miz is trying to, like, let me talk to him one more time. Here's what we're going to do. And he talked to him in French. He took the belt after, R-Truth was like, we. He understood it. Triple H was like, can I just leave now? He took the Raw top belts from them, gave them the World Tag Team titles. They celebrated it. And Pierce said, you know, it's time to have a triple threat match to determine the number one contenders for the tag team titles. DIY. Creep Brothers and the New Day, with DIY getting the win in a pretty good match. DIY came out DX gear, and you saw R-Truth go, there's Triple H.
Before we talk about the tag match, because the tag match is a separate thing, I have to applaud everybody involved in the bit with the titles. Hunter cracked once. Yeah. With the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they were able to get through that without just losing their collective shit. Like, just the commitment to the bit, the whole deal. It was so hilarious. Like, when Truth looked at Hunter and said, no, that's Tommaso Ciampa. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, Truth, don't change. Please don't change. And then when Tommaso came out and he's like, yeah, see, there's Triple H. It's like, God. Just the commitment, the level of commitment. You have to applaud it. You really, really do. The tag match was fantastic. Like, you had three really good teams in there. Ultra experienced. And yeah, like, you had Miz and Truth on commentary doing their thing. And the whole deal was great. But just, I feel like the title change outshined the tag match just a little bit.
As it needed to.
Because it was just like, oh, crap. Just because the commitment to the bit, the whole bit was just fantastic. Also, I liked him as his shoes. They were shiny.
Mm-hmm. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Rhea Ripley coming to the ring. Arm in a sling. She's like, you know what happened, right? Yeah. Liv attacked me. Now I've been told I'm stuck on the bench for quite a few months. She had to vacate the thing. That means the most to her. Fans were like, no. She agreed with the bullshit chants. She said the title means most to her, and that's why this was so painful. She's very pissed off. She put the belt on the ground. She brought up Liv's revenge to her and called it stupid. She said she could have some respect for Liv had she done it face to face, but she blindsided her like a coward. She understands because she would have dropped Morgan where she stood. Rhea issues a warning to whoever wins my Women's World Championship. When she returns, she's coming back for blood. She said she wouldn't be gone just due to injury, but also because they would need to lock her up in Montreal jail once she found Liv Morgan. Liv started to come to the ring, but was being held back. Rhea knocked out a security guard with a headbutt to open the show.
I respect all of this. I hate the fact that Rhea had to vacate. I hate the fact that she's going to be out for a long time. Like, she was on a high. She was coming out of WrestleMania. She was one of their top draws, their top stars. And that's not to say that she can't be around. She can't show up. She can't cut promos, that kind of thing. But her losing the title sucks, and it hurts. Because they weren't ready to move it. She was holding down the division pretty well. And now they have to kind of scramble to crown a new champion, but that's okay because Rhea will get better and Rhea will come back and Rhea will own the division again. I like the touch of Liv coming out with the security guards. I liked Rhea still trying to get to Liv with a bad arm and like headbutting a security guard to knock him out because she's like, no, no, this bitch is mine. She shelled me. No, we're going to fight even though I'm hurt. And I think the mentality is, it's already injured. What else can I do to it?
Yeah. Liv,
so I liked that little bit.
Liv talked about how her revenge tour will end with her becoming world champion. Nia made some comments too. So I think next week when the title is on the line, whoever's in the match, whatever they're doing for it, they haven't announced officially what it is. Maybe a mini tournament of some sort. Who knows? Nia and Liv will be a part of it, which would be is the right move.
It is the right move. I would say if Money in the Bank wasn't so far away, you could just have it for the title instead of the briefcase.
Yeah, but you're still a couple more months out from that. Judgment Day consoled her. Basically said, you'll be back stronger than ever. I don't think she's going to be back until she's ready. I think when she comes back, she will be back as a babyface and probably the most over babyface in the company.
Yeah, because depending on what the injury is and how long she's out, it's likely that Judgment Day may split up while she's gone. And this will be good for her because she can rest and relax and she can sort of, I don't want to say find herself because she knows who she is and she's got something going, but just sort of like reassess and maybe change things up if she wants or just do things differently if she wants. But she can just take the time to kind of sort of like chill for a little bit. Which is also really good because you don't want to risk burning out. You don't want to risk overdoing it. So just having that time and taking that time is important as well.
It is very, very important. Damian tried to fire up the clubhouse, the group, as Dominic was ready to take on Andrade. Finn also was like, we should focus on getting the belts back. Priest told Bell that he needed the prince to teach Jay the meaning of the word loss, and he would do so later tonight. But Andrade took on Dominic. Andrade got the win. Good little match.
Yeah, solid match.
Ricochet made the save for Andrade afterwards, so that should be interesting to see. Jay was interviewed by Kathy Kelly about what happened to his brother on SmackDown. He said the bloodline were going down dark and dangerous, and we're adding members that he didn't even know about. As far as Jimmy goes, well, I told him to come with me, so we'll see what happens there. But Jimmy took on Jay took on Finn Balor. Before this match, Cody was in the ring and he was talking everything that happened. He put over Seth Rollins. Thank you, Seth chant came out. They talked about The Rock. He talked about how The Rock had his training camp and all these things. He knows The Rock has more than one match left in him, and he said Rock claimed he'll make him bleed again, but Rock's probably right. Maybe they will bleed, but there's no amount of training or preparation could stop him. Like, he's going to bleed. The Rock is going to bleed with him. He was confused with what happened with Tama Tonga on SmackDown, and yet Roman's nowhere to be found. And then he brought out Jay. He talked about how Jay is the number one contender for the world title and said no one more deserves it than him. Cody said Jay helped him finish his story at WrestleMania. Cody said Jay's about to wrestle Finn Balor and the rest of the Judgment Day wouldn't be far behind. So he would love to have Jay's back just as it did. Jay's like, I appreciate it, but he has to do it on his own. Cody left. There's one other thing until we yeet again.
Quality pun.
Mm-hmm. But Jay, Finn, good match with Jay getting a win.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Damien was face-to-face with Jay. JD and Dom attacked Jay from behind. Jay ran them off through the concourse, and he's trying to find them, and they're running away. And then, as Jay's just leaving the crowd, you see the crowd in the concession stands or whatever, the concourse, and he keeps walking and walking, and then he stops as he gets out of the building, He sees Sami Zayn just staring up and looking up at in the sky or whatever and at the building, and was like remembering where it was. And as he came here 25 years ago as a fan, and now he returns as champion. He would walk through the building like he did back then through the front door. They walked through the concourse, slapping fans, and came through the crowd to make his entrance for his main event match against Chad Gable. That entrance, that whole shot of like the standalone one cut shot, really freaking good.
That was absolutely fantastic. I love how they're getting very experimental with their angles, with their shots, with their cuts. how they're shooting it, how they're showing it, the backstage segments, all of it. Like, you can see them beginning to really take hold of the product in terms of the production and really making those changes to it, where we have officially left the Dunn era and now we are in the new era. And it has a completely different look, completely different feel. And I really enjoy it. Like, just the long shots are really nice. Yeah. Because, again, it's seeing the wrestlers and the performers interact with the space that is the arena in a completely different way than what we're normally used to seeing. Like, normally we're only contained to the backstage area and the ring. But to have that long shot of, like, Jay going out one way and then Sammy coming back in through the building and coming in through the front door and the two kind of meeting and having that moment was actually really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just to get see the building and actually featuring the building and making it a part of the show instead of it just being a backdrop is really neat.
One other thing that I did tonight was there was an interview with Chad Gable from during the day. He's working on the ring and that was a really cool thing too. Good production.
And the feature that they did for Damian Priest as well.
Yeah, that was really good. One other note, Drew was there. He kicked the monitor. He's still upset.
That was an expensive ass monitor, Drew.
He flew all the way to Canada to kick a monitor.
Hey, he got paid a lot of money to kick the monitor. So there's worse things in the world.
I mean, one of his final appearances in WWE, kicked the monitor. Contract's coming up.
Better than kick the baby?
I guess so. But it wasn't his fault. Anyway, Gable, Zayn, main event, Intercontinental title. Really good match.
This was fantastic. This was the perfect main event for the show. Very, very, very strong offering. We had Sammy's family in the front row. They made sure to show Sammy's family in the front row. So at this point, we're trained to know, oh shit, something's going to happen.
Yep.
Because Sammy's family is there. And yeah, Gable and Sammy looked great together. They put on a really competitive match. Sammy got cut open around his eye.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a couple hard hits. It happens.
But
Sammy retained.
He did in a contest, and he gets out of the ring. He runs over. He hugs his dad or someone whom I assume is his father. He hugs his wife. They're all happy. And then Chad Gable said no.
Well, as he was hugging her.
Yeah, rips Sammy off his wife.
Yeah, with the German suplex, which was freaking awesome. He threw Zayn around a lot, and then got him back in the ring, and then had him on the through the turnbuckles, basically, with the ankle lock. That was a great visual.
That was a fantastic shot. And that's how they closed Raw, was with Gable having Sammy tied up in the turnbuckle, and him doing the submission hold. And the camera's looking up at them doing it. It was just, yeah, this was good. This was really good. It was the perfect way to turn Gable and have him go heel on Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, this was a pretty noteworthy show.
Like, the first hour was quite literally Rhea and then Hunter. And then I want to say it was Cody, but it wasn't Cody. But I think it was Cody.
It was the tag match and Rhea, basically, in the first hour, for the most part.
Like, that was just...
Oh, and Sheamus.
And Sheamus. The return of Sheamus. The return of Lobsterhead. How could we forget the return of Lobsterhead?
For sure. Anyway, that was the show.
That was the show.
Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll be talking about something. We don't know yet. But we'll be talking about it. So it's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday night, it's GM Battles, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR Game Night, featuring something, maybe Uno. Uno's been fun.
Uno has been fun.
We may stick with it for a little bit longer until it gets not fun. Followed by CB Radio at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Yes.
Because we're not touching Fortnite.
It's not a streamable game at the moment.
I don't want to go near the anime powers, and then they announce that Star Wars is coming back. So, you know, I think I'm good.
This is Game Night's Uzuno, followed by CB Radio, featuring Next Caliber Challenge, which means Sunday there's no WTR. which means next Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern, it's the Raw Post Show, followed by CB Radio Not So Live Live talking AEW Dynasty right after we're done. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carry code RocketSock or
Nins M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward on SWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/SMLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been a Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG12. And we'll see you Thursday night for the rack and all week long. Long the airwaves at Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.